Lines all day. I've been in four of those lines.
We're stuck until Saturday.
It happens to me about 3 years in a row now. Why I choose to fly, I don't know, but it happens to me about 3 years in a row.
Rough travel already for some people trying to get home or other places to celebrate Christmas. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and away we go. Countdown is on. Do you have the presents? Check. Do you have the tickets? Check. Do you have the patience? Never. That's how it is for me.
We are live you
in
still
a
alive?
Very impatient world. But yeah, are you still alive? Because guess what? It is the end of the world. We are marking down, speaking of countdown, the apocalypse. It is supposedly upon us at this point. We had many people on the show to talk about the Mayan calendar. We had an astrophysicist on who said it was just pure nonsense and that we should be celebrating, in fact, the Mayans. And sadly, that it is the end of the culture, so to speak, with the countdown of the end of their day, of the calendar. That's it. That's what we have left. But there are doomsday sayers, and there are people who feel as though this is it. There's a lot of preppers who went underground. There's a lot of people that are starting to freak out about the end of the world. There's even a thousand cult members that were arrested in China. Fear of the end of the world calls also flooded NASA. Wonder why they called NASA, hoping they could catch a ride on a mothballed space shuttle or something. Help us. What do you see out there? I feel pretty confident that at the end of this, I will still be speaking. If I am not, obviously I was wrong, and we will hear nothing but silence across the world.
As
and
if
on
the end
all
of the
radio
world
waves.
Would silence you.
I try so hard, but I guess I am like Babylon. I keep on babbling no matter what. So it's funny because with the calls that went into NASA, they're saying that, you know, they just got a ton of emails. People are asking about the end of the world and what happens, when it's going to take place. And let me just rewind here since we're at the top of this hour. The myth originated with the Mayan calendar, but because of the power of the World Wide Web and how easy it is to spread every possible rumor and every possible scenario. That's what's been happening now for a while. So hundreds of people around the world, not just in the U.S., started to bombard NASA for answers. They say they get about 90 calls or emails a week. You know what they've gotten recently? They've gotten about 300 people a day to ask, what do we do? Are you the agency we should call? And what do they say? No, we can't tell you anything about this. And here are some of the questions. I found this so interesting. Will there be 3 days of darkness? Will a rogue planet crash into Earth? Is the sun going to explode? Here's what I think is going to happen. We're going to all wake up, and the question that we're going to ask ourselves is, what happened? The world didn't end. The planet is still spinning. So there was this big push, this campaign, the movie 2012, all of the buzz over the Mayan calendar, I guess, created a little bit of a panic with some people. Sadly, and this is the truth, sadly, there were some people that took it so much to heart and really believed that this was it. This was the end of days. We're done. They killed themselves. Now, the numbers, I can't tell you what the numbers are. I certainly know that there were a handful of people, if we were to look around the world, that did that. How many specifically left notes and called it that? And we don't know. But we know that the question is this the, you know, is the end of the world upon us on the 21st? So it would be the beginning of the end of the Mayan calendar, as we will fall into that here on ATN. Boy, it's all about cliffs and apocalypses and not very cheery as I started off with the holidays. And you heard the people in the beginning complaining about having to get somewhere and how they're stuck again and they're not going to get there till Saturday. And it's a couple of days before that and they're going to have to wait it out and they don't know why they travel this way and all that kind of stuff. So we really are bombarding you with the negative, aren't we? Trust me, there are some silver linings and we will get to those. In fact, we have a daily salute at the end of this hour just to make sure that you realize there are some really good things that are happening along the way too. We promise, we promise. Now, fiscal cliff, is anything going to happen? Because we spent so much time... there's those lame ducks again. They won't leave us alone in the studio. Swatting them away. The lame ducks, because they are like lame ducks, aren't they? Talk about the whiners. The back and forth between the Speaker of the House, Boehner, and the President, mixed into that. Throw in a Nancy Pelosi and a Harry Reid, and occasionally a Mitch McConnell, and you have confusion over what's going to happen here. So Republicans abruptly put off a vote on a tax bill that would have helped stop that crisis. John Boehner said it didn't have enough support from the members to pass, so why put it forward? It would just be a procedure that would get voted down. And it's up to the president to work with the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. So Plan B, that vote is off anyway, and Plan B was $1 million. We've decided that people who make $1 million in this country, they're rich. They're the rich people, and everybody else will reap the benefits, but not the people making $1 million. However, since there weren't enough people that decided that's what the number should be, there was no vote. That means we got no deal, nada, nothing, and we'll not have that heading into the Christmas holidays. So when everybody comes back, that'll be it. And they're coming back the day after Christmas. So the day after Christmas, I guess when that happens, unless we have this miracle on Friday on the end of day's day, and it really will be an apocalypse, maybe there'll be some solution at the 11th hour before everybody skedaddles. It just seems so unlikely, doesn't it? But you never say never. Because as soon as you say that, something different changes. Now, when we're talking about the traffic travel problems, I just want to give you a heads up. If you are driving, be extra, extra careful. Then I sound like somebody telling you that on the evening news. All I need is a pretty red dress and point to a map and show you where the traffic snarls are. So far, one person killed because of the nightmare across the Midwest. It's a snowstorm that has racked the areas, the whiteout conditions, and, you know, when you drive in a whiteout, nothing good's going to come out of that because you can't see. So how are you not going to crash in front of the people in front of you because you can't even see them, for goodness sake? There's a fatal 25-car pileup in Iowa. A foot of snow was dumped in Iowa and Wisconsin, and that was part of the system that started in the Rockies earlier in the week. So really smashing the Midwest, and it's going to move further down south. Already it's hit some places. Buildings and trucks toppled over in Alabama. They say there were some peeled roofs. Wow. Because of the wind. And we went through the windstorm. I thought the satellite studio was going to be half of a studio by the time we were done our last show. But we made it through. Just a few branches on the ground. But otherwise, okay. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. Ooh, yeah. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Show saying, is it really going to be the end of days? So many people really buying into that, and there were parties, and there are parties that are going on right now, and people really preparing for the possibility that the Mayan calendar was right and all the naysayers were completely wrong. This could be more about a little bit of bah humbug. You know, we've talked about this before. What do you do when your neighbors decide that they're going to light up the block with their holiday lights? And they're going to get these giant, cheesy inflatables, and God bless them, because, you know, inflatables look okay if they're positioned in the right way, let's be honest about it. But what if you have somebody that lives next to you that has a yard full of them? I mean, I'm saying the dancing bears, the Santa Clauses of all sorts, the reindeers that are strategically placed all over the place. I actually have a neighbor like that, but they don't live right next door. They live around the block, so I can't hear all that noise during the day of the inflatables. And I don't know if people complaining, I think they I could be wrong about this, but I think they turn the lights out at a certain point at night. Then there are a lot of people that love Christmas, live for Christmas, and to some of us might go overboard, but it's their business, right? Isn't that cheery to go drive through the neighborhoods and you get to see all the cool displays, you know, where they have everything lit up? I just did that the other day. It wasn't my neighborhood, but it was another neighborhood. So in Fountain Valley in California, there's a home where they have a display of 65,000 lights, one of the houses. And it's attracting, naturally, hundreds of people. Not just a few cars driving by. I mean, hundreds of people. Because these lights are a light show. They have a little bit of a show with it. I guess they think they're like a mini Disneyland. Hey, you can't go down to the valley? Come to our house. We have a light show. We give you everything. So the house is bright, loud, lots of traffic, all that kind of stuff. And the neighbors say it seems like they're living on the Las Vegas Strip. And that they're not opposed to Christmas. It's just too much. It's too Griswold-esque. Do you think it's wrong to complain about the neighbors if they put up a giant display of lights and decide that they want to do up Christmas? So this is less than a week before Christmas, and I guess the crowds are swarming, you know, from 5 to 10 p.m., and kids are excited, and people are excited, and all that other sort of stuff, and da-da-da-da-da. So here's what I'm wondering. Can they get a noise violation ticket? Can people go further with the complaint on the lights and all that kind of stuff? And here's the thing. They like to do it. This one house likes to do it so much. You think, how much does it take to put this up and then to run the lights? Because how many hours are you producing that light and all that other stuff? You know what the price tag is for this? The price tag is 50 grand. So obviously, they have a little bit of money. People get party buses. They travel to see the house. And the people who own the house are paying 50 grand. I actually saw the display. If you go on the internet and you type in Fountain Valley, I'm sure it'll come up. 65,000 Christmas lights. And it really is pretty incredible to see it. But if you're living next door, you know, bah humbug, you might, you know, you don't like to have all those cars driving by. You want the pizza delivery guy to be able to actually pull up next to your house. And unfortunately, they can't because there are too many cars that are whizzing by. Like I said, I have the inflatable person in my neighborhood, but I don't have anybody that has 65,000 lights. I think that would make a little bit of a difference. All right, so notice here in America tonight, as we have had some really, as I said, really rough days with some absolutely sad, negative things to talk about. In between, I promise, somebody wrote me a note, Sam writes me a note, and he says, Kate, you're so fun and funny. Why are the shows have been so sad lately? Can't you tell us some good things? It's like the person that came up with the brilliant idea. Let's have a station of only good news. Yeah, you whiners. That didn't work out so well. The good news station crashed. Nobody wanted to listen to the good news all day long. It didn't work. So we got to have a little bit of everything. You know, we're like the lazy Susan. Spin it around. You never know what you're going to get. Or like a box of Cracker Jacks. It makes it that much more interesting to listen. It can't be all positive news, for goodness sake. I mean, yeah, if nothing awful ever happened. But that's just not realistic. So I promise, we're gonna mix in some good stuff. We're gonna mix in some entertainment, as we always try to do. But we gotta talk about what's happening. We gotta talk about our freedoms. We gotta talk about making sure that we're defending with a death grip all of our rights and not letting them fly out the window. All right, so I'll give you a slice of good news. You want some good news? I'm gonna warm up those folks in Minnesota because I think they're going to be some massive applause for this. How many people raise your hand if you watch beauty pageants? Anybody? Any takers? I've got my infrared glasses on. Let's see if I can find a few. There's a few guys there in Illinois. A couple of you in Missouri. A few in Minnesota. So for the first time in 15 years, an American has won the Miss Universe pageant. Yes, it's true. Olivia Coppo, 20 years old of Rhode Island, wore the tiara on Wednesday night. She cried hysterically when they put the crown on her head, as you were supposed to do on cue on TV in Las Vegas. She screamed out, "What an honor. The night was a dream come true. Thank you for your support. The USA finally did it." She did beat out 80 other 88 other contestants. That's a big deal. She knocked off the Miss Philippines. That's a pretty big deal, I would say, don't you think? Hey, it's like trying out. It's like doing those, it's like trying out, being a walk-on, trying out for those two, do the two-a-days thing, and trying out for a football team. So you get up to the bigs, and you're right there on the cusp, on the precipice. And what do to wow the judges? And she won Miss USA in June because she emphasized the importance of music education. She's a cellist. She's done it for 13 years. She performed at the Boston Symphony Hall and Carnegie Hall in New York. Then that won them over, I guess. That was part of it anyway. So since 1997, there had not been an American winner. I guess that's true. Whenever the next day, you know, when we used to get papers, and there would always be the headline, Miss USA, and is not, once again, is 15th in the pageant or whatever. But Miss Universe is Miss Brazil or Miss Spain or wherever, but not U.S. It's funny that I even bring this up because I grew up 40 minutes, maybe 45 minutes from Atlantic City, and Atlantic City was the Miss America pageant. That was the thing. Burt Parks and bombshell women vying to, you know, be Miss America. You know, that used to be part of even Miss America, apple pie, baseball. That's what we're all made of. Everybody would talk about the Miss America pageant, and boy, that went downhill fast, didn't it? The whole idea of the Miss America pageant and the women vying for that right, going to the boardwalk and doing what you have to do for the whole week to try to compete and beat out everybody else, and it's just not the same anymore. And so I think pageantry is for a certain sort. But hey, congratulations, USA. Representing. She had to knock off those 88 other people, after all. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about brain power. Meaning, do you ever get the feeling sometimes, and you could be in your 30s, you could be in your 40s, you could be older than that, where you're starting to forget things. Things you would remember. You start to say, oh, remember that movie where the guy planted the gun behind the toilet in the restaurant in New York City, and everybody sits around and tries to think, oh, yeah, yeah, The Godfather. That's it, The Godfather. And you just start to lose a little slip on certain things, even whether it's where your keys are or whatever. So what can we do to improve our brain power? That's been a hot topic, especially because of early onset Alzheimer's, but just even as you're younger, trying to increase the activity of the brain so that you can remember more and you don't have those moments, those slips where you keep saying to yourself, what was I going to say? What just happened there? What happened on the show last week? Stay with us. We're talking about it next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
An earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world, shut the dumb knees. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speed. Front, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down, high fire in a fire. Represent a seven gauge in a government for hire at a combat site. Let the weapon come in a hurry with the fury beating down your neck. Keep my team reporting, grab a tongue, tell the crop. Look at that, no plane. Overflow, population, common people, little dude. Save yourself, serve yourself, low. Shut the dumb knees, listen to your heartbeat. Tell me, Mr. Retro, Mr. Reverend, and the right, right. You beat your gun, kick your gun, slam, fight, fight. I feel it, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Listening to America Tonight. Did I check everything off my bucket list? Oh, no. No way. Not even close. I haven't been to the boot. I wanted to go to Italy. I haven't been to the boot yet. How many of you have been to Europe or have watched 100 sunrises? Oh, or drank pina coladas in the rain? Speaking of rain, welcome back to America Tonight. Cop says, because we were talking about the Miss Universe contest, that an American, Miss USA, a woman from America, I'll call her that, has won, and that's the first time in 15 years. He says his sister was runner-up to Miss New Jersey, also Ms. Penzalkin. That is pretty good because, you know, it's a serious competition. The pageantry stuff, especially back in the day, was nothing to snuff at. It's hard to get in. And a lot of those a lot of the girls that competed ended up with scholarships and went on to do some really interesting things, let's say, whether it was, I mean, not just actresses and models and whatever. Some of them went on to become doctors and went on to become teachers and professors and, you know, whatever. But it was pretty serious business, and eventually the business of the Miss America contest kind of soured a little bit, and then the Miss Universe contest had its own problems thrown in with that. That was sort of like a competing thing. But there still must be an audience or they wouldn't do it. There have to be people that tune in and watch. And when you go to hospitals, when you go to events and fairs and stuff, don't you always see, I always see Miss Texas. It seems like she's, maybe she's stalking me, but it seems like she's everywhere that I go. Look, there's Miss Texas again. How did she get in my garage? I don't understand. I was just putting out the trash. There she is. She just appears instantly. All right, he certainly never competed in any kind of pageant, but he was complicit in ripping people off. The brother of financial man Bernard Madoff, who took off with so many people's money, was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison for crimes committed right there. What am I saying to you? Right there in the shadow of his notorious brother by a judge who said she disbelieved him, that he didn't know about the epic fraud. So Peter Madoff, at 67, agrees to serve the maximum sentence. Take that, Peter Madoff! So he's going to do that 10 years, and the judge urged him to tell the truth, even after he reports to prison on February 6th about what he knows about the multi-decade fraud that cost thousands of investors, really, their lives. Exactly. That's how he's going to feel in prison. Doesn't matter. He ripped off a lot of people. So thousands of investors were part of the original $20 billion investment. And there was a lot of rich people that weren't happy about that, famous people that got involved with the Madoffs, because he had such a reputation for great results. And he was generous to charity. Those charities that he practically set up all tanked after he was sentenced, Bernie Madoff and now his brother, says, you know, the judge says that Bernie Madoff was not believable when he claimed at his plea that he only learned about the fraud when his brother told him before he surrendered to the cops. And Peter Madoff spoke only briefly before he was sentenced. He said he's ashamed of his conduct and he's tried to atone by pleading guilty and has agreed to forfeit all of his present and future assets. And he's sorry that his failures let people down, including his loved ones, blah, 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 blah. But everybody wants to know the truth. So you had people, because you can confront people in court, so you had a few investors that got ripped off, that were there, and they were, you know, demanding the truth. There was one guy who had to, you know, that said, you know, if we have to waterboard Peter Madoff, let's do it. If we have to physically beat it out of him, let's do it. We need to do this because, you know, we've wasted too much time. We want to hear that today. We want to know what happened, and said that, you know, the investor said that this all was preventable if one person was willing to do the right thing and stop it in its tracks years ago. The investor was Michael DeVita. And the sentencing comes exactly 4 years and a week after Bernie Madoff first revealed his fraud, which occurred over many, many decades. And he had built such a reputation. And like I said, the results. You know, when they say if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And that was the question with Madoff. So many people would just saw the dollar signs, and then they had no idea that he was really, it was this giant Ponzi scheme. And he still insisted, even at the sentencing, everything else, that he knew nothing, that he had no idea that his brother was running a Ponzi scheme, that he had no clue. But he did say that he followed his brother's instructions and it helped him decide which clients and family members would get the $300 million that remained in the company's accounts, and I guess the checks were never sent. But so he's going to, yeah, he joined his brother's firm when he graduated from law school in 1970. So here's the question. Do you think he knew? I mean, honestly, you think Bernie Madoff kept it from his brother? And his brother, who went to school for the same thing, worked side by side with him, had no clue that they were defrauding thousands of people? I'm going to say he did have a clue. All right, as we are wont to do on this show, we kind of bounce in a lot of different directions. I say it's water cooler buzz its best. You can throw in your two cents about any and all of it or vent about something else. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Matt in North Carolina, hello. Hey, Matt. Ah, we lost you. He slipped out. Sorry about that. If you call back, we'll get... He fell off the fiscal cliff. We're still waiting.
Maybe the world ended.
Maybe the world is starting to end and is starting on the East Coast. Perhaps that's what's happening. Hey, by the way, just to throw this in, since I brought the Madoff stuff, five other people are going to go on trial next year, including the longtime secretary Bernie Madoff. All have pled not guilty. They're never going to, you know what? They're never going to get the answers. The people who invested and feel still just burned, and hopefully they learn to move on from that. Because what are you going to do? You can't get the money back. And only as much as the government sells stuff are you going to get little tiny pieces of it. So it's unfortunate, but I don't think they're going to get the answers they want to get from these people. I doubt any of them. I doubt any of them are going to come forward. So now you already have Peter. He doesn't admit to it. He says, no, he had no idea till it all happened. You have the secretary. You have a finance chief. You have a payroll manager. You have an accountant, a comptroller, and a securities trader. And so you're going to tell me none of those people, zero people around Bernie Madoff had any clue that he was getting these crazy results for people, and it was all legit, even though they didn't really see it on the books. I don't think so. Somebody knew something. But at least a couple of them did. Or they chose to be in the dark, and choosing to be in the dark, that whole ostrich thing, that's going to bite them then, because they're going to end up doing some jail time. All right, here's a shocker, since we're on to the booze and possible sentencing of people for things they should not have done. This is kind of shocking news. If I told you a three-time Olympian was a call girl, would you be stunned by that? Would that be shocking to you? And here's the thing, she was a high class call girl. That's what they would call them, because, in other words, she charged a whole lot of money, $600 per hour. So she had a double life. Susie Hamilton, 44 years old, was employed with Las Vegas's premier escort agencies, one of them anyway, since last December and had booked dozens of dates in Las Vegas, in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston. You know, this is a woman who was doing promotional work for Disney. She did Nike television commercials. She's a mother of a 7-year-old girl. And she says, you know, I take full responsibility for my mistakes. I'm not the victim. I'm not going to blame anyone else. So good for her. Unlike the Madoff situations, they're admitting this. She said, everybody makes mistakes. I made a huge mistake. And Hamilton had an alias. It was Kelly Lundy. So the former Olympian said her escort business was exciting. It was exciting. It was a diversion from her Wisconsin real estate brokerage that she owned with her husband, Mark, who is aware of her illicit business. She said, he tried to get me to stop. Wow, what is it with these guys that let the wives go off and be call girls or fool around with generals? I don't get it. You get it.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Want to do. I don't know about you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the flyover states struggling with a whole bunch of snow. I feel you. I've lived there. I've done it. Love the Midwest, but you definitely have to always be aware there's a possibility you might get a blizzard or a whiteout. Hey, some people would love to have a white Christmas, so this is a preliminary white Christmas for many of the people. If they can just stay off the roads, that's the tricky thing. Stay off the roads when you see it really, really coming down. Sandra Kornblatt is in our virtual green room. I guarantee she's in California. They're not worried where she is about snow, I don't believe. But one of the things that I think all of us should be concerned about, I said this earlier, because, you know, we talk about Alzheimer's. I had a great aunt who had Alzheimer's, beautiful lady. She was a wicked backgammon player. And sometimes she recognized me, and sometimes she had no clue who I was, and I saw her deteriorate, and they did all kinds of things with her where sometimes she would, it worked pretty good, some of the exercises they did. So how do we try to not get to that point? We're learning more and more about the brain, which is really one of our most vital muscles and sometimes so underused. So she's got a bunch of books, including A Better Brain at Any Age. Sandra, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm so happy to be here.
So it is true. More people are becoming aware of this because I'll have people say to me, oh, I have to do my brain game exercises. And there's a whole bunch of them that are out there. So there, I know that there's people that are trying to work on this. But do you think that it's starting to click with us that, you know, there are things that we can do that that may help us, that may exercise, for lack of a better way to describe it, that, as I said, that the muscle that often we're just, you know, we're worried about other things, but we're not working on that. Do you find that now more people are starting to get this?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more and more popular. I mean, there's all that neuroscience about the brain, so I think people know more about what's happening. And we also live in a world of incredible overload. So what we ask of our brains is pretty insane in terms of just, you know, constant focus on many things. So, of course, we forget things, and then people think, well, what can I do to help me not only forget but also remember and feel better and just function better? So I think people are becoming more aware of many, many ways to help the brain.
One of the things you talk about is the best foods to eat. So there really is something to that, that if we eat certain kinds of foods, it'll help our brains. What are some of the good foods?
Well, I mean, I think people have heard a lot about different kinds of oils to eat. And if you think about your brain, which kind of looks like a bowl of Jell-O, you know, kind of that shaky stuff, but it's actually made of fat. So basically, it's eating the fat that your brain uses to transmit medicine, messages. And so if you eat other fats that don't work as well, you know, you're putting a lot of stop signs and a lot of traffic lights for how your messages get through your brain. So omega-3s, especially ELA and DHA, which, you know, are more initials, but those are the two that really that mostly come from fish and some seaweed. So those are the ones that really help. People have heard about antioxidants, and that the way I look at that is that keeps your cells from rusting, getting too old. So those are in, you know, blueberries and strawberries and apples and there's also some spices that are great for the brain. Turmeric has antioxidant, and saffron helps with depression and has been told to help with PMS syndrome, and sage also helps a lot. In fact, I think they're doing some studies with sage and Alzheimer's to see if that can help. And then oregano, I think, is great.
Oregano, wow, I like all that stuff, and I do try to do some of what you're saying, especially blueberries. We keep hearing about that, and you mentioned blueberries and strawberries and apples. That's an easy way to get things in and just to start to look at things and mixing in fish. And I've heard the thing about seaweed before, and people always turn up their nose about seaweed, but it's easy to actually get seaweed into some foods, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, some of it is some of it is doing a little bit at a time, but the whole idea of trying something new, that's great for your brain. So even, you know, just a little bit of seaweed, green vegetables, if you can, there's lots of great ways, you know, kale and other kinds of things to make them taste good for you. But just the idea of trying something new and stretching really makes new neuron connections in your brain, which is keeping your brain, again, more flexible instead of stuck in its old neural pathways.
Yeah. What about chocolate? I heard chocolate is good. Boy, you know everyone's going to love you for telling us that it's okay to eat chocolate. Is it okay?
Chocolate's okay. Go have some. It just helps you, you know, in terms of your brain, in terms of it has the power to delay the decline of your brain, and it boosts cognitive functions. So it's good to have. And again, you know, we're talking moderation here, but certainly relish it when you eat it because it tastes so good and it's good for you. And so, you know, I mean, I wouldn't live only on chocolate, but it's great to have.
What's the difference between men and women when it comes to our brains? Is there a difference, gender difference in brains?
Well, you know, the story I tell is, do you ever do any of those puzzles they have with celebrities where they have pictures but just one or two things are different and the mm-hmm. pictures look almost alike?
Yeah.
Well, those are kind of like men and women's brains. They're so alike, and there are a few things that are different. And then, of course, hormones affect the brain. But basically, the functions of men and women's brains are so similar, and the things that we can do and the abilities we have are very strong. And so, you know, there are some certain tendencies. I mean, men may be more aggressive than women, but there are very aggressive women and very timid men. So the range within men and women is actually larger than the range between. So for instance, the range of timidity or aggressiveness in women is very strong, and that's stronger than the difference between men and women. So there's an amazing amount of flexibility and ability that we often don't recognize, especially for women, in terms of the power of the brain, and men too.
Yeah, there you go. How about something else? It's funny. I read a little blurb on you, and I thought, oh, I got to ask her about this because I know there's some women that are going to be listening. You know, we get stuck. You guys don't do this. We get stuck where we have to put on the mask, cosmetics. And I guess some cosmetics are harmful to your brain health. I didn't know that.
I know. Isn't it sad? I mean, you know, it's so much fun to sort of act like your own canvas and, you know, decorate yourself with makeup. But there are certain makeups and that are... that have things, fragrance is very hard on the brain in terms of a lot of the pieces that are in it. And a lot of the things that are in cosmetics are not regulated. But there are some sites that list different chemicals. The Environmental Working Group has a list of cosmetics and the chemicals that they have in them. So there's certain things that you can do to make some choices about it. But, you know, it's important to pay attention to the toxins that are in the world and what we do and how we, you know, make choices. And cosmetics is certainly one of them.
Yeah, some great advice. Thanks, Sandra. Happy holidays. Thanks for coming on the show. And where can we pick up your book, A Better Brain at Any Age?
Well, it's at major bookstores and certainly online, you know, Powell's, Amazon, you know, so it's available everywhere.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Sandra.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
She just gave us permission to go and get some chocolate. So next time somebody yells at you for eating chocolate, you can say, listen, this is good for my brain. This is brain food. Give me some of that dark chocolate. Not only can you lose weight eating chocolate, but it helps build up a strong brain. More reasons that we need to stay alive and pray it's not the end of the world.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.